Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm always asking our guests on the Gaines podcast, what is your takeaway from our conversation? It's the end of the year, the last Gaines podcast of 2022, and I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm going to give you my takeaway from the various conversations we've had over the past year. A couple things to think about as we head into 2023. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gaines. Okay, so before we even get started here, the Dow theory has guided us all year, and it is still bearish, and we are poised to retest the lows that we put in a couple months ago. Got to give big thanks to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond. His website, upsidestocks.com, you got to check that out. He has just been a godsend for the Gaines listeners. And there's a ton of Gaines podcasts on the Dow Theory. And you can go back and see how the Dow Theory has guided us throughout 2022. And we're going to continue to follow it in 2023. I am a Dow Theory believer and now disciple. Okay, now second of all, Jim Welsh, macro strategist and portfolio manager at Macro Tides. He's out of San Diego. And also, check out his website, macrotides.com. Jim has taught us technical analysis. And recently, we talked about how we could be heading into a secular bear market. I just can't thank Chuck Carlson and Jim Welsh enough for guiding us through the rough financial waters this year. And we're going to have a lot more of both of them coming in 2023. All right, so my takeaway from all the other stuff, let's get started there. Okay, so I've chosen five topics from five different Gaines episodes that we've had throughout the year. I will give you the date of each Gaines podcast so you can go back if you haven't heard it already. All are really good topics to think about as we head into 2023. I'll start with the older Gaines episodes first and we'll work our way forward. On July 27th, we had a very interesting discussion about comic books and collectibles. And after talking to our guest, I see the investment value in high-end comics. It's like a whole investment class to itself. And the good stuff, the sought-after names, have consistently done well over the past 50 years. In fact, you can make a case that it's a bit of a recession-proof play. And you get to own something real, a hard asset, a piece of history. And the creator of the comic book industry's 10-point grading system, Stephen Fischler, he was our guest. He's the CEO and co-owner of Metropolis Collectibles in New York. And he just talks about how big the industry has grown.
Comic-Con has been around for a long, long time. Conventions have been around for a long, long time. Comic-Con has become huge, due in part, I guess, for the movie part of the business that really didn't exist 25, 30 years ago. So there's been a lot of focus on the movies that are in production. They get previewed at Comic-Con, and things blow up from there. So anytime you have something like Comic-Con, where there's a lot of focus on comic books, it's a good thing.
Where do you get started? What, like, you know, somebody who's really jazzed up after this podcast, what's their next move?
Well, I would say, because I'm obviously biased, but I would say go to comicconnect.com or metropoliscomics.com. Don't buy anything, but just look. Do searches. Understand, sort by price. Understand what the first appearances are. Our sites are like a treasure trove of knowledge, of information about what year, when this book came out, why it's significant, who the artist is. If you know anything about comic books, you're going to be able to spot this stuff easily. The first appearance of Doctor Strange, the first appearance of Doctor Doom, the first appearance of Wolverine, the first appearance of X-Men, first appearance of Robin. There's so many characters that have become very, very famous, and then you get to see, oh, this is where they first appeared. I understand why people would want to buy this. This is not just a comic book. It's not just an issue where there's a historic, legendary comic book battle, and comic book heroes, you know, battle each other a lot. So that's sort of the name of the game. But this way you can see what the price points are, what the condition looks like, and why something is significant, because you can track it back to being the first appearance of the character. You can look at places like eBay, which has a fair amount of comic books on it, and you can really, I guess, educate yourself that way.
I love high-end brands and fashion. On our August 10th Gains podcast, we talked all about it. As I've mentioned before, I'm also in the resale game, playing with Poshmark, Mercari, Depop. My sweet spot is luxury brands, and had a great convo all about it with Jan Rogers Niffen, CEO of J. Rogers Niffen Worldwide in New York.
If you're talking about true luxury, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Louis Vuitton and always have been, and that's doing really, really well. Everybody wants to own it. Gucci is not maybe quite as hot as they were, but they're extraordinarily hot, especially with the younger crowd. And especially in the resale market, where you can buy that cheaper than you could go buy it on your own. But, you know, even things like Prada are things that are getting a lot of notice just because the upper end has been so attractive to the consumer. And so many people are going out again that weren't going out for the last 3 years. And they're either buying the real stuff or they're buying the real stuff resold, right? They don't really want fake, but they don't mind buying something that's vintage or something that's a couple of years ago and at a really good price. But vintage has also really been the place to be, right? People who could afford anything will still buy a vintage piece and be able to say, oh yeah, this is, you know, Chanel 1972, whatever.
But yeah, you're right. Vintage is really big right now, especially in the high-end goods. And the stuff you're talking about really is the real stuff.
It's the high-end. I mean, it's the stuff that never gets marked down, that always gets sold full price, that is in limited supply. One of the reasons you can sell a Louis Vuitton bag high value on a resale basis is because you can't get the one you want. Oh, and then of course, well, there's things like Birkin bags, right? The really high end, where they start at $18,000. And the resold ones there, they maintain great value because it's such a limited ability to find them on a new basis. So I do think it's fascinating. People aren't just buying at the real because they can get a better price than for new. They're buying it because you just can't find a lot of it new right now.
There's also a social responsibility, environmental aspect to this as well.
The world's a better place because right now everybody can be cool. They can be any core they want to. And beyond that, the world is moving toward resale and rental. And that's a good thing as well, both for the ability to have better stuff, even if it's not brand new, and in the ability to save the world.
Also got to mention the Gains podcast talking about family investment clubs. That episode was on August 31st. Got to go back and check that one out. Can't think of a better way to grow your family's wealth, teach your kids or other relatives about investing. And this thing can be a real game changer and set up your family on a path for long-term wealth. Our guest on that episode, Matt Mategan, CEO of Blue World Asset Managers here in Chicago, him and his wife have been doing this for a long time.
Anybody can, and in my estimation should, get involved in an investment club, because I always believe that more heads are better than mine. But the concept of a family investment club is a little bit different in that it's a little more formal. It should consider additional levels of sophistication that get into things like estate planning and succession planning. But ultimately, it's about making sure that wealth does not get handed off to a generation that doesn't understand how it was built, how to maintain it, and how to grow it. There are just way, way too many examples out there of the riches to rags stories because a subsequent generation simply didn't have the training in how to understand, manage, and grow the wealth that they inherited. And again, having come from a similar situation to that growing up, my wife and I both committed ourselves to the idea that we would never leave our children or our grandchildren in that situation. So we did. We started the concept of the Family Investment Club around all of those other levels of sophistication that we talked about. And we want to make sure that, well, frankly, that they know how to take care of us when we're too old to do it.
Another one of my recent faves is the December 7th Gains podcast, The Case for $1 Million Bitcoin. I've been active in crypto for many years, so I've seen Bitcoin soar and they get crushed, soar again even higher and get crushed, and I've seen this go over and over again. And my favorite time to buy Bitcoin is right after a major crash cycle. Love seeing bad news, the pile on. Recently was FTX. That bad news has really rocked crypto markets. And like I said, love seeing the pile on and hate for crypto, because that's when I back up the truck. And I love blockchain technology. Long term, I see the value and utility, and I'm convinced we will see $1 million Bitcoin a lot sooner than most people can even imagine. And our guest on that Gains podcast, Bill Ulivieri, owner of Senecal Capital Management in Glenview, is also a believer.
Cryptocurrency, digital assets, blockchain is still in its infancy stage. Maybe we're not in the early adoption phase, but we're in the mass adoption phase. And all you have to do is just set your filters on your newsfeed, and you'll see that at least once a day, you're going to see an interesting project, an interesting company, a big Fortune 500 company, you know, PayPal, MasterCard, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan are releasing more and more blockchain projects. And we're headed in that direction. There's no doubt about it that this is a thing. Now, the question is how to monetize it. And one way of monetizing it, of course, is the granddaddy, big baby of them all. It's the IBM of crypto.
The blue chip of crypto.
And listen, even if the Bitcoin doesn't hit its targets, even if I'm wrong, we're right. Okay. Even if Bitcoin doesn't hit the numbers that we're predicting or repeating off the forecast models, still, it's worth a small percentage of your portfolio, 3%, 4%, 5%. Your retirement's not going to get derailed. You're not going to you're not going to be living under a bridge. But boy, if Bitcoin hits its $1 million target in 2 years, if Bitcoin hits its $1.5 or $2 million target in 4 or 5 years, you know what? You're going to be thanking us, because Bitcoin still is the greatest annualized return asset in the last 10 years, whether it's your 3-year return, 5-year return, or 10-year return. I don't think any asset class has done better than Bitcoin, and I expect it to be the same way for the next 2 or 3 years.
Another one, had a blast on the December 14th Gains podcast. We talked virtual reality and augmented reality and how this tech is going to be widespread soon. I mentioned that I had gotten my hands on an Oculus headset, got to try some games and software, and just got a taste for what the metaverse is all about. Well, I got bullish on Meta, aka Facebook parent company, in a real hurry, and has since been buying Meta stock on the dips, especially at these lower prices. And I see where it's all going, and that's what's making me really bullish on Meta stock long term. And our guest, Matt Wren, co-founder and chief tech officer at Bundle AR here in Chicago, during that Gains episode says, get this tech in your hands because you're going to be using it in a big way very soon.
Be aware of this technology. It's it's not future tech. It's here today. It's being used, and it would really benefit almost everybody to get familiar with it because, you know, I will draw the parallel of becoming familiar with VR and AR right now is the equivalent of becoming familiar with web technology in the mid to late 90s. It's going to be affecting your life. It's going, you know, as Tim Cook said it the other day, a couple of years from now, we're going to look back on our lives and try to remember how we did things without AR. And that's kind of like today with the web, but try to remember what how you used to do things before the web. That's what's coming. So the big takeaway I would say is if you're not using it today, start looking around, try to get your hands on it. Definitely start to think about how it's going to apply to your career in the coming years, because it will.
Well, it's been quite a year, and we've had some really good conversations on the Gains podcast. And I'm proud to say we often go against the talking heads you hear and see on some of those other financial shows. We're not scared to tell you what we really think, good or bad. And as I mentioned earlier, big thanks to our guests, but also big thanks to you, the Gains listener. I can't thank you enough for spending time with us each week. It really does mean a lot. And again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, if that's an option for you. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We are back next Wednesday, and I look forward to seeing you then. And everybody, have a happy new year. I'll see you on the other side.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.